What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, or however you're listening to episode 19 of It's Not Soccer, Bill. 19. Nearly 20.
It is.
We're nearly matched how many podcast episodes you made. Nearly.
I think this will be my last one as well.
No, because your last one was 20 of the Oddcast.
It was 20.
Yeah.
So it could be then.
Could be one more and then you'll just go, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood for this.
Yeah, at least I'm consistent.
Yeah. You having a dig?
No. Yeah, a little bit.
Be happy, I'll come back for another 20.
Let's wait another year till you go, oh, Ad, I want to do podcasting again. I've already got someone else on It's Not Soccer onward. Someone else involved.
Yep.
I can't get rid of him now. I've got to make another podcast just to
let's do it with something else. Can we do a cartoon podcast? We talk about cartoons.
Yeah.
Anything. I'm just grabbing onto anything.
Yeah, I'll do anything.
Anything.
Because there was
flavours of milk.
Doesn't matter what theme we call the podcast, we end up talking about you anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, It's Not Soccer, if it's your first episode, why are you listening to episode 19? Why don't you go back and listen to a few extras? Or a few ones before? It's an easy way in. Yeah. It's only 19 of them. I mean, but no, these are probably the best ones. We're getting better every episode.
Yeah.
It's annoying, because like, this one's...
Is they getting better because they're getting shorter?
Maybe. Yeah, this one soon, like episode 42 will literally be 42 seconds long.
Yep.
And then 43 will be
finished.
41 seconds long. See how I'm going? It will go that way.
Yeah, okay.
It won't. That's no. Stupid.
Well, we never know.
Not even funny either. But I'm Adam.
Yes, you are. And I'm Billy.
And we are here to talk sports and comedy and Billy's life. Which is what people seem to think it is.
Yeah.
It's Billy sitting down. We talk a little bit about football.
Let's not talk about my life.
And then we talk about Bill.
Yeah.
The funny things he comes up with and the funny things he thinks about on the way home from work.
Yeah. Now, so, that was on the way to work.
Oh, right? He starts laughing.
Yeah. I was being all creative in the morning. What can I do?
Is that the most? Time of day you're most creative? I find I'm most creative around about 2 o'clock. I start to feel really like I come up with loads of ideas.
Yeah.
But that's the worst time, because that's the time I'm most busiest at work.
At work? Mate, whenever I think, I'm like, right, I tell you what, I can do this and I can do that tonight and I'm going to go and sort this out and I'll have a little go on that. And I don't. So that's why I bought that harmonica.
So is that what you were messing about with?
So I can play that at work.
You got a harmonica to play?
I got dizzy. I was driving along playing on that motherfucker. I got all lightheaded. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to put this down.
Why did you pick a harmonica? Have you ever played one before?
No. But I listen to a lot of blues, don't I? And there's harmonicas used quite a lot in the blues. So I done a delivery down North Street in Sudbury today, and there's a shop, a music shop that I deliver to. And I walked in, and I was like, do you have any harmonicas for sale? She was like, yeah, we do actually. Which one do you want? And they was all in different tunes.
They've got like funny names and that. Like.
No, they all have different notes. So, you know, one's an A, one's a B, one's C, one's a D, one's an E, one's an F.
Well done.
Yeah, so, and it was all like 30 quid. And I was like, well, she said there's...
Would it be cheaper?
Well, yeah, she said, I was like, right, okay, I'll get that. I was like, have you got any books? You know, or like, you know, an instruction manual, so, you know, saying I can go from. She's like, yeah, we've got them as well. And then this bloke walked from around the corner and he was like, actually, he said, we do the harmonica and a DVD and a manual, he said, for 16 quid. It's a cheap as fuck harmonica, but got to start somewhere. I'm enjoying it. I blew on it and I just started cracking up laughing. Like, check me out.
Where is it?
It's in that little bag next to you.
So, hear that? That's me bumping through a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got your little book.
He's got that there. It says, instant harmonica. It's like mashed...
It's like six exclamation marks.
Yep.
Six.
Either side of the
that means
instant.
It means business.
Watch it out.
Yeah, play your favourite pop hits.
Pop hits, I know.
Pop hits.
Yeah.
So you can play a bit of Shakira.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Yeah, shit, you come out.
There you go, harmonica. How much that cost?
£16.
£16.
That's
not
pounds.
Too bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm not going to blow on it because you've already blown on it. I don't want to get your germs.
I'll pass over.
Really, go on, blow it and see whether it makes me laugh.
See if it makes you laugh.
Yeah.
See if I can do it. I only blew on it a couple of times.
That's what right. That's what she said.
So like, then it was game over, man. So literally, the first page was showing you how to hold it.
How do you hold it? Right. With your arse or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, could
yeah.
you do that, Jackie? You can stick it in between your bum cheeks.
I think if I did, I'd throw the harmonica away afterwards.
No, no, no. Didn't you give it to someone else?
Ah. Have a little, put your mouth around it. What does that taste like? What?
Nutella.
Yeah, so I sort of had a little blow on it and it said, the first part of it was, right, now, hold the harmonica like this.
That works on a podcast. Way.
Yeah.
No, I'm I'll hold it. Okay. Alright, alright. Yeah. Smart.
So it says, hold the harmonica like this and then, moisten your lips and say, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it says in the beginning. So I was like, what, say ooh into the...
You've had a power cut, Bill.
So it's just tripped out. The whole road's tripped out.
Is it a whole road or...?
Yeah, it's not just here.
We're still going.
Yeah, we're still...
We're yeah, still that's because I want a laptop and off, I'm playing off
yeah.
batteries.
We're still going. Must be the road because nothing's tripped out on the box there, which is conveniently placed...
What, in your view?
In the living room, you know, head height.
Do you think it'll come back on?
Yeah, it's got to come back on.
Well, we'll give it... We're waiting.
Yeah, yeah,
we
okay, can do so it. Carry on. Okay, so... I want to play a really sad song now because... The music, all the electricity.
We're in a blackout.
Yeah. Okay. Right, so I don't, yeah, I've literally just sort of blown on it a couple of times.
Yeah.
So this, you know.
Okay.
Don't you judge me.
Cool.
That's it. That's about all we got.
That's pretty good.
That's about all we got. One, a bit sad, isn't it?
That goes with the whole, yeah. like the mellow, like
it does, you know.
Got no electricity. We poor motherfuckers. The road seems to have blacked out.
So yeah.
Luckily, on batteries, isn't it?
Yeah. The only one I think I actually done work at work. What I bought the other day, I bought some jam from a farm.
You can't play jam, can you?
No, but you can eat it.
Hmm.
What else did I buy that day? I bought some curry sauces and stuff. And yeah, when I'm out on the road, oh, I just eat stuff.
Mr. Chutney.
Like, yeah, I should be working. I'm like, oh, right, I can buy
I
that.
I got some chutney. I want to play a ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just like a little guitar.
You've got a guitar at home, haven't you?
I can't play for shit, though.
Have you tried?
Yeah. I've got nothing good.
When you're drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when it comes out.
And then the dog barks at me.
Yeah. Buddy.
No, Bella.
Oh, Bella, she don't like it.
She don't like it. She's like, shut up! Put that fucking guitar down, that noise hurts my head!
I told you last time.
Yeah. But then I was watching TV, I think it was The Apprentice last night, I was watching that, and they had to go and sell loads of ukuleles. And I was like, I want one.
Yeah?
They do want going cash converts for about 20 quid.
Is it?
Yeah, and you can just watch stuff on YouTube and tell you how to play a ukulele.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I'd done it with the bongos.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I only know like two beats, but...
I'm gonna play the ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a go.
That's sports. Where I got my bongos from.
Sports podcast.
Sports podcast, talking about music.
So usually we have a little chat about everything. What I come up with a tagline today was, it's a podcast where people, when they stop talking about sports, what do they talk about?
Yeah.
And that's what we talk about.
Yeah.
Well, ukuleles and harmonicas.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It's working.
But a bit of sports news.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously it's pretty good. We were calling this on a Wednesday night.
Yep.
Just before the Tottenham-Chelsea game, which we probably will be able to watch if your electricity comes back on.
Yeah, I still can't quite believe that. What's happened there, to be honest?
Nothing tripped at all? Can you see any? No, it's all good, isn't it?
Everything's still there. I'll tell you what, let me give them all a little... Let me go and flick the switch.
This is where it all explodes.
Yeah.
And we're all like, right. Fuck!
So we'll pop them all down.
Pop them all down. Yep.
Pow.
Pow. See, this is how men turn on shit. This is how men turn on electricity. No, just everything's gone.
Test.
Nah, it's got to be your road, man. You got to have blackout.
That's got to be the road, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well.
There we go. It's like that's the man's sort of giving it a go. You know, it's like cleaning up or looking for something, mate. If it don't jump up and punch me in the face. That thing's lost.
It's lost.
Can't find that.
Yeah. Even though someone's told you about it, it's on the side. It's on the side.
What side? That side?
That's a brand new place. It's on the side. That's where it is.
I like putting stuff in places that I'll never forget. And I'm like, I'll put it in that safe place. And I forget where my safe place
is. Yes, the side.
Because the safe place is always a different place for a different thing.
But you always leave things on the side.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Problem is, there's a lot of sides.
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of shit.
But sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were calling us on Wednesday before the Tottenham Chelsea game.
Yeah,
predictions
game.
On that. What do you reckon? Important game. We've only got
Stamford
two games
Bridge.
Left.
I think they're just
this.
About going to swing it because it's home advantage. Mm. Only because they're at Stamford Bridge.
I don't know.
Be a good game.
Don't know.
For a neutral, for me.
For me, it's going to be a bit horrible to watch.
It's always terrible watching your own team play football. Especially West Ham, you know. I've always struggled.
If Spurs lose against Chelsea, and obviously when people are listening to this, they will know the result because it's already happened. Mm-hmm. If Spurs lose this, they won't get top four.
No, they won't.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
This is their opportunity.
But if we win, mm-hmm. it's in our hands. Mm-hmm. Which you've got to hope that Chelsea keep losing. And they got a lot of games to play. They've still got Europa League to play.
This week? No.
Next Thursday.
Week. Is it next
so
Thursday?
So they got a game tonight, Sunday, Thursday, then Sunday, last game of the season. Yeah, or Wednesday, next week, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
Play for it, you know, still three teams in it. It's been a fantastic year for football.
This
I think.
The time for people like when they say, oh, Bale, best player in the world. This is the time to prove it. Games like this, we need to win. There's no point scoring wonder goals against teams like Wigan or mm-hmm. or fucking Fulham or someone. I mean, you got to score wonder goal against this team.
A big game, right? And this is what makes good players, big players, is when you can rise and, you know, put yourself on that platform and prove yourself. And this is a great platform for him to do it. You know, he's won player of the season and young player of the season. I don't agree that them two awards could be won by the same person. That just doesn't.
They should have just said you get one or the other.
Yeah, you know, the other one should be for players under the age of 21, young player, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Because most players, there's so many players come through in the Premiership now.
He's 25, he's young.
17, 18.
He's young compared to Brad Friedel, he's young.
He is young, but, you know, he's not young enough, I don't think. He was one player's player, he's mature, I think.
He's 23.
He's 23?
He's only 23.
Still, like I say, it should be under 21. And, you know, because when
you've
got under 21s and then you've got full international. And that I think that should sort of go into the awards as well. So, yeah, he's just won that and now he's got his time to show. But, I want to say 2-1, 3-2 Chelsea.
Ooh.
Mm. It's going to be goals.
I've got to think it's going to be like a 3-all game.
Yeah, there's going to be goals. Definitely.
But I don't know. I'm positive, but I don't like to say it out loud, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know. Yeah, of course.
I'm positive in myself, but I don't want to then start saying it because it comes across as arrogant or...
Yeah. No, I can see that. I think it's going to be stretched. It's going to be end to end because both teams know that they've got to score goals and the only way they're going to win this game is if they score more than the other team, obviously. But I think both teams are capable of scoring goals, so you just got
to
be...
What I love, right, is that people are going to listen to this. And they're going to know the result. And some of them are going to have seen the game. Mm-hmm. And they're going to, and it could have been an absolute bore fest.
It's going to be 0-0.
We're bigging up a game. This is what a game we want it to be. And it could be an absolute shitter. You're like, proper like, 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one go each.
This is where we lose all our listeners.
No, why would we lose our listeners now?
They were like, I don't want to listen to these motherfuckers. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, we can't trust these.
Yeah.
I can't trust you. Mm-hmm. But, the main thing that's been happening in the sports world or the soccer world, football world. Yeah. Is Alex Ferguson, Sir Alex Ferguson, manager of Manchester United, been managing them for
27 years?
No, just under.
Just under?
No, just over.
88, I think he took 86 over.
86 he took over.
86?
Yeah, so it's 20, what, 6? 27 years.
Yeah, 27 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, is that right?
Yeah, just packed it in.
27 years.
And did we talk about his replacement on a podcast recently?
I think we kind of mentioned who you reckon it was going to be.
Did I say David Moyes?
Yeah, I think you did.
I did say David Moyes, and he's his favourite. His favourite to get it, and he's already been spoke to his board today.
So as of recording, it may have come out now that he's been given it, or he's in pole position to get it, but
I said that a couple of years ago as well. I'm fucking buzzing.
Everyone's been saying
I should have put money on that shit.
I think a lot of people say, I don't know what it is about that. I'm not a massive David Moyes fan. But maybe they didn't want to go to someone like Mourinho, because Mourinho's a bit too flamboyant for them.
Yeah.
It's too much of a jump to go from someone like Alex Ferguson, who is the best, to go into Mourinho, who is supposed to be the best, and imagine if he failed. That would not work out very well, would it?
No. I mean, it's a
With Moyes, at least they can build on it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they don't start just sacking people.
No, I think...
2 seasons and get rid of him.
With Fergie in the background, he'll have a big say in it. And, you've just got to have patience in football. Everything's about patience, you know. If you just panic and chuck something out, before it's finished, you know, then it's then you're just going to be keep doing that. Yeah. You know, I think that's proven with AVB, right? With the way he's
Bruce Bowers,
yeah, he's gone to Tottenham, right? Now his record wasn't great when he was at Chelsea, but it was better than a lot of the previous managers they had, and they just threw him out straight away. Problem was Terry and Lampard, obviously, you know, backroom staff having a say in this and that and moaning or whatever.
Too much influence.
Yeah, but if he was given a chance, I think he would have done really well. I reckon Chelsea would have been second if they had kept Villas-Boas this year. Chelsea would have been second.
You reckon they could have built on it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
He's a good manager. He's done well at Spurs.
He's a great manager.
To keep us up in the top four,
yeah,
or top five,
mm-hmm,
is to keep us up there, considering that we lost a few good players,
mm-hmm,
at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And a lot of negativity to start with.
It wasn't a good start for him.
No, and he's kind of built on it. He's kind of proved that, well, Redknapp could have made us get better.
Mm-hmm.
Villas-Boas has just kind of maintained it. Mm-hmm. We lost Modric, we lost Van der Vaart.
Big players,
and it was kind of a case of he seems to have done all right because he seems to have got the best out of Bale because he's let Bale play anywhere.
He played three positions his last game.
Yeah, and do you know what? Bale is now going to be a striker.
He should be.
That's what they're doing now. Now they're talking about it. They're like, he's a striker.
Yeah,
he is going to be the free role, but he will be put down as a striker now, which now means it gives other players that we've got in the team chance to play on the left.
Yeah.
Players like Andros Townsend, who's gone to QPR on loan.
Yep.
Doing really well there.
He is doing well. A few of your players are doing
well
on loan.
He'll be back next season, and he will have that left-sided midfield.
Got an experience.
So, and that will make him rise his game, because he'll be like, right,
yep,
I'm going to raise this game, not rise this game, raise this game.
I'm going to say, I was going to let that go now. No.
I heard it, yeah, as I said it. But people are used to me talking shit anyway. But yeah. I do it on the Oddcast all the time.
And yeah.
And the Lizard as well, yeah. But, yeah, no, it makes players raise their game. And that's the great thing about it. The only player that I do know is going to go in the summer is Adebayor.
He should. Fuck him. Get rid of him.
He's lost his mojo. He's lost his...
When he was playing for his contract, he looked good. Now, he's just... He's Colton Cole.
He needs someone to keep an arm around him. He needs someone to be
He needs a fucking slap.
No, he needs someone to kind of tell him he's good. Like,
no,
monocoded him, because that's the sort of player he is. When Redknapp was there, Redknapp was like that. Redknapp would keep saying to him, you're good, you're good enough, you're one of the best players on this pitch. With AVB, he's kind of like saying, you're not the best player, because we all know Bale's the best player in this team. You've got to prove that you can start games. But he's starting with him tonight.
If he's a man, right,
he's starting up front with Bale tonight.
If Adebayor's a man,
is
right,
a man,
then he should be able to take it on the chin. No, right, but he should be able to take it on the chin. Right, and as a manager, you say to him, look, right, you're getting paid all this fucking money, you're playing for a big club like Tottenham, you've got to pull your finger out your fucking ass. Right, now you've got a big contract, you're being paid all this money, and you are doing fuck all. Right, that's what I'd tell him. When I said to you the other week about Giroud, all these opportunities he misses, and he just sits there smiling. Like, why the fuck are you smiling?
You hate him, didn't you?
Right, it's the same with Adebayor. Just fucking, they need to be told, you know. If I was at work, and I was doing shit, you think my shift manager's going to put his arm around me and go, look, Bill, you're good, mate. You are good, but come on. You are good, but, you know. No, you'd say, listen, right, if you don't fucking sort it out, we're going to get rid of you.
Going to get sacked.
Right, and that's how it should be. Right, where's Adebayor going to go after this? China?
Probably. Money, innit?
Russia?
Yeah.
Qatar?
Where the money goes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. USA? That's probably worth a bet. Go and put a bet on Adebayor going to America.
Do you remember a USA player called Freddie Adu?
Yes.
He was 16 years old for about 20 years.
Yeah. And he was. And he was meant to be the tits.
What happened to him? Works in Wendy's or something.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
I remember they come over here. It was England against USA in a friendly. And they brought him on. They was like, this is our superstar.
Freddie Adu.
Brought him on as a substitute. This kid shot from fucking anywhere. They give him the ball halfway line. Instead of like running with it and doing something creative and passing it or whatever, he'll just try and shoot. Are you fucking serious? This kid's is what? Fucking come on, mate.
I remember him being really good because I remember when we used to play Championship Manager.
Yeah.
That sort of game. He was on there. And he was like, you got to buy Freddy Adu. He's only like 15 on there. 15, 16. You can get him on a cheap, get him on a free transfer, and he will be the best player on your team after about a year. Yeah. Like, okay. And people just get me great. And he used to look him up in real life and he used to talk about him and say, yeah, Freddy Adu, yeah. Mm. Didn't he play for AC Milan? He had a trial at AC Milan or something.
He did come over here, yeah.
And,
this way.
And he just disappeared.
He's just gone off. I think he's.
But he was 16 years old for about 20 years.
We might have to Google that later when the game's on.
People, he's probably dead.
Do you reckon?
It could be really depressing. Someone's listening, going, no, Freddy Adu's listening, going, it's me! He won't you tweet us. But no, he was so old, so young for such a long time. People were like, yeah, that 16-year-old. Hey, that was fucking 5 years ago. He's still 16. Yeah, he's still 16.
Tony Yeboah, I think there was talk of how old he was. He looked 37, had a passport for a 22-year-old.
Did you remember, there's a player called, George Weah. Remember
George
him?
Weah, man, he fucking ripped up!
Used to play for AC Milan, and, at Southampton, right, I can't remember who was the manager at the time, I think it was Gordon Strachan or someone, right, it was a manager. And what they did, they got a call off an agent saying that George Weah's, nephew wants to come and trial at Southampton. Or whatever team it was. I'm going to say that for the purpose of the story. And they were like, okay, bring him on. That's brilliant. Didn't trial him or nothing. Do you know what I mean? They got him on like one training session, and I think he was there for about half an hour, and they went, right, they put him straight into the team, because they were struggling.
Graham Souness.
It was Graham Souness, yeah, that was it. They were struggling, this team, and they were like, right, and had him on, and they put him on the bench for a game, an actual Premier League game. And he come on for 15 minutes.
That was shit.
And he was the worst player they'd ever seen. He wasn't just like, say like you could probably get away with just getting on there and someone might go,
not looking too
this,
terrible.
This guy, he doesn't look terrible, but he's not standard of
he's not
Premier
quite
League.
And then
they took him off again.
Yeah.
So the substitute went on for 15 minutes, got subbed to come back off again. And then they found out he weren't George Weah's nephew.
Nah. You just blagged to him, didn't
it? Blagged it. And they were so embarrassed.
The only reason this is sort of fresh and weird because they were talking about it on TV the other day, actually. Yeah, Graham Souness was talking about it, and I was like, shit, I remember that happening. That's agents. That's agents.
Yeah, he wasn't even an agent. I think it was his brother. Was like, it's like me being that.
Out of a mud hut. Hey, I got my brother.
He played in football. You know George Weah? Oh, fucking hell. So, how you been, Bill, anyway? You good week?
Yeah, not too bad.
Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's
been a while.
I'll tell you what, actually. I walked past the Winchester on Sunday.
The Winchester.
The Winchester.
From Shaun of the Dead.
From Shaun of the Dead, yeah. Nice. And Lambo pointed it out. He was like, Ross, my friend Ross, he was like, that's the Winchester over there. So I took a photo. I was trashed. Took a photo. Put it on Instagram later that night. Completely like, forgot about it, and then the blimey, he wrote on it, where is that? And I was like, it's Highgate or Camden, I don't know, I'm not too sure where. And then I had a look, and I looked closer, I was like, oh yeah, that's the Winchester pub. I see the sign for it, the Winchester.
Yeah.
I saw that. What happened? I walked into a pub, called Boogaloo's, right, in Highgate.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and Ross is like, I'm going to the toilet. So I've stood at the bar, and this young girl, probably about 23, 24, behind the bar, she's looked over and she started smiling. Like, smiling at me, and I was like, what's she fucking smiling at? So, I'm sort of standing there, and then she looked over again and smiled. I was like, what the fuck, something shit on my face or something. And there's a bloke playing the piano.
Are you George Weah's nephew?
Yes, I am! And, so I stood there, and, when we walked in, you know, while I'm standing there, there's a bloke on a piano playing some music and singing some really sad songs, right? I could have died there just listening to it. So, yeah, then this girl, she smiled again. I was like, what's this? She's come over. And she's asked me, like, what do you want to drink? So I was like, yeah, I'll have a couple of ciders. Right, it was a nice day, so we'll have a couple of ciders. And she's serving them, and she's looked, and she smiled again. I said, what are you smiling at? She looked at me, she looked over at the geezer on the piano, and she came back to me, she went, it's fucking terrible, isn't it? I went, yeah, it fucking is. I said, how long has he been on there for? She went, he's only done about 3 songs so far. I said, is he going to be on there for long? She was like, I don't know, I think he's playing a few more songs. And Ross came back in, and Ross went, Bill, should we go out in the beer garden? And she looked at me, and she went, yeah, go out in the beer garden.
So, yeah. Was he paid to perform?
No, this was the piano was there, so I think
proper it's, London pub.
Yeah, you could just walk in and do yours. So we went outside. They served some nice pizza. I went in, back in there. There was a band playing. Listened to the band. Had a little dance about.
Was he still playing the piano at this one?
No, man. He kicked him out. He was outside.
I could play along. Yeah. I could play along.
he was outside begging for money. And then yeah, we walked to this pub in Camden. Can't remember where it was now, and. Yeah, walked in, and there's this man and woman sort of standing in the middle of the, like, the walkway. So as I've gone morning, walking in, I've walked past them.
Yeah.
Right? And as I've walked past them, I've took about four steps, and then poof, fucking bouncer has grabbed me and just dragged me out of the place. Right? Dragged me outside. I said, what the fuck? I said, what are you doing, mate? He said, an African bloke, I see what you do there. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you pinched the girl's bum. I said, no, I didn't. He said, yes, you did. I said, no, I fucking didn't. I said, go and ask her. I don't know why I'm getting all high-pitched when I get all that. I'll get my point. I said, go and ask her. So he went over to her, and I see him talking. She looked over to me, and then she looked at me and went, shook her head. No, oh, nothing like that.
About.
Yeah. So then he's walked out. I said, there you go, look. She said, no. He said, no, you're not allowed in. I said, why not? He said, you cannot come in here. I said, but why? I said, you've just cleared it up. I'm perfectly fine. He said, no, you are too drunk. I said, I'm not too drunk.
He probably was.
But the thing is, right, when I walked in, I did stumble a little bit and, like, bump into him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then we walked to the Blues Kitchen a bit further up the road, and they would let me in because I had my shorts on.
It's a good night then, yeah?
Yeah, it was fucking wicked,
actually. Yeah, go out with Bill. He gets chucked out of places and doesn't wear the right attire.
Didn't even get in there,
she
man.
She just said, you know who I am? I'm George Weir's nephew.
Didn't even touch a girl. Thrown out for this.
Would you fit?
I don't remember. I think so.
Did she have a nice bum? Yes.
I don't know. That's it. I don't know.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't remember too much. And then, yeah. Just sort of, yeah, that was about it, really. That was about it, man. A few whiskies, a few honey JDs.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. Knocking them back too quick.
Do you think that the electricity is actually going to come back on in your house?
It fucking wants to, right? Because I'm sitting
the
here
game's,
now.
The game's pretty much starting now, and we're like...
Is it on top of us, is it?
Yeah.
The thing is, I think if I go around, I'll turn off some of the appliances in the house.
I don't think that either, because none of your...
What it is, when there's electricity...
Right, this is man talk.
Yeah, yeah. Right, when electricity runs into the box, okay? Okay, so imagine the box is... The electricity going in is like a centimetre, but because so many things are plugged in, right, the electricity coming out is like 2 centimetres.
Right.
Okay, so the electricity runs out, and then that's when everything cuts off.
Is your brother's electricity on? Upstairs?
No, it can't be. Hang on a sec.
Joe, have you got your PlayStation on?
Did it switch off? Still cut, man.
It's all cut, man.
It's all cut.
Maybe it's a podcast. Podcasts are awesome.
I think it's you plugging in all your shit.
Maybe. Well, we're gonna wrap up now, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, this is nice and short. This is people's journeys to work, people's journeys back from work.
Yep.
Hope you've enjoyed our little chat about, a little bit about sport. We talked a lot about sport today. And also Billy talks about getting drunk and thrown out of places.
I'm going back there.
And I really want George Weir's nephew to listen. I want to find him. Yeah, I'm going to look that up, see if we can find that footage. I might post it on the page or something. Yeah.
Sure, I bet you, as soon as you put in G.
It's got to be on YouTube.
As soon as you put in G.
George Weir's nephew! Hey! Might not be his nephew, might be his cousin or son or something. Mm. Right, yeah. Something to do with George Weir, though.
Yeah.
I remember that. So.
Just someone, he owed someone a favour.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for listening to episode 19 of It's Not Soccer. See, nice and sweet.
My last episode.
No, you got one more to go.
Oh, right, okay, I've got one more to go before I'm allowed to quit, before I've had enough.
Give up and become a harmonica salesman or something.
But yeah, I don't think I'll sell too many of them.
No, probably not. No. Not such as you use it out your bum.
Yeah.
I don't know, that wouldn't sound like that, would it? It'd make a nice tune.
It would, but it would make...
Hey! Is that the perfect timing or what?
That is perfect. Turn off my shit.
That's good. Right, so we're going to see you later then. So this has been It's Not Soccer, episode 19. I've been Adam. Follow me at Barker Podcast. Follow Billy at...
Philo66.
Yeah, boy.
I should be an electrician.
That's good, man. The podcast finishing. It's because the electricity people were like, pal, just finish the fucking show.
Oh, God's sake.
Right, we're off to go and watch the Tottenham-Chelsea game. So I'm going to go and punch some people because we're going to lose.
Yeah. I'm punching my
get a little bit nervous now, Bill.
Yeah. Get nervous.
Get nervous.
Yeah.
I was just about to sing Get Nervous in the theme tune of the Daft Punk Get Lucky song, which is fucking awesome.
That's number one at the moment, isn't it? A lot of people have been raving about it.
I'm loving it.
I don't think I've heard it yet.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Daft Punk, pretty cool.
Okay. Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. You list all the other podcasts, including It's Not Soccer, Oddcast Podcast, MovieCom, and all that shit. And go to notlisteningcollective.blogspot.co.uk is the blog which I set up, which everybody's fucking getting involved with and everyone's loving it.
Loving it.
Booyah. And I'm everywhere, man. I'm on Vine. I'm on Keek.
You're like God.
I am a social networking prostitute that Jesus wanted to fuck.
Yeah?
That time, yeah.
You're one of them.
Jesus is a fucking pimp.
There you go.
Alright, okay, Bill, you got any lasting words for people in this episode?
You are too drunk! Hello there, podcast listeners. I am Jason the Angry Ginger.
And I am Jeremy, that McBlizzard.
And we do a podcast called 7 Days a Geek.
Here's a few things we talk about. Movies, TV, comic books, cars, bitcoins, you name it.
Yes.
We talk about it.
We like to say we're a comedy podcast. One of the new things that we've done recently is we did a radio play.
We did.
One of those old-timey shit that your grandpa used to listen to, only this time we do it better with swear words. Gonna drop a clip right the fuck here.
Right here.
So, the plan was still together. No car, of course, but we could almost see the airport from where we were. We were gonna make it. It'd be on foot. But we had to take care of some business first.
Chaz, come on and shake that thing. We've got to get the hell out of here.
Hang on! Oh, it's like fish hooks. Oh. Hang on!
Jesus Christ!
Dilly Dan!
Does everyone in this country pee this long?
Oh my God! Hang on!
That's a long piss, dude.
Yeah, nearly there. Stop looking or I won't be able to go. Oh.
Wow. I'm jealous. Literally, like right now, in the midst of this, I'm jealous.
Now I have to pee. Jesus Christ.
You're going to have to hold it, dude. We're already waiting for him.
Oh, my God. It's like broken plastic farm animals.
Back. What'd you think?
I loved it.
You can find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and we're also part of the Pod Gods Network.
Or 7daysageek.libsyn.com.
Just in case you're like, what's the name of that podcast again? 7 Days a Geek. Listen to us. Write it down. Ask Suri to set up a reminder. Get a fucking tattoo. Also, if you're thinking about starting your own podcast or know anyone who's interested in it, we're doing a new segment called Podcast 101, where you can learn everything there is to learn about podcasting. Starting in February, listen to 7 Days a Geek twice a week.
Listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.